Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Today marks the 8th annual Women's Entrepreneurship Day. Since 1997, there have been an average of 608 new women-owned firms launched each day, according to a recent report from American Express. We got to thinking about this when we took a call last week from a woman named Lucy. We were asking people about their favorite books, and then this happened.
Hi, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Tell us your story.
My favorite book is A Little Life by Hanya Yanagihara. And it's a wonderful book following these four boys through so many decades of their life. And actually, I last read it with one of my best friends that passed away this last year, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But just our love for sharing books and our friendship actually inspired me to open up my own bookstore next month.
What a lovely story. Well, tell us about your bookstore real quick. Let's give it a shout out.
Sure. My bookstore is You and Me Books. My last name's You. It's spelled Y-U. It's opening December 11th, and the focus is on writers of color and immigrant stories.
Where is this fabulous-sounding bookstore to be?
It's going to be opening up in Chinatown on 44 Mulberry Street, and it's actually also going to be a cafe and bar. So you'll be having coffee and drinks, hopefully with reading beautiful stories.
So if you're like Lucy and have dreams of your own business, this segment is for you. Our guest is an entrepreneur in her own right. About a decade ago, she decided to help women thrive in workplaces not necessarily intended for them. Eileen Scully founded the consultancy company Rising Tides, whose motto is making the workplace better for women. She's also the author of In the Company of Men, How Women Can Succeed in a World Built Without Them. Hi, Eileen. Welcome to All of It.
Hi, Allison. How are you?
I'm great. Listeners, we want to hear from you. Are you a woman who is a budding entrepreneur? Do you want to shout out your venture? Maybe you have a side hustle you want to expand and could use some guidance. We want to hear about it. 212-433-9692, 212-433-WNYC, or you can hit us up on social media, Twitter and Instagram are the same, at All of It, WNYC, calling all women entrepreneurs. I'll say, Eileen, you heard that statistic in the introduction. What has changed in the past few decades that it has become, ripe for women to start out on their own?
Yeah, so I think the last decade, yes, but I think particularly in the last 18 months, right? So I talk with a lot of women who have gotten just tired of the workplace model that was built for the single earner family with someone at home to take care of all the other unpaid stuff. And so women are saying, I'm not going to drag myself to an office every day. I'm going to pivot and I'm going to do something. The other difference is that women generally want to solve problems when we start businesses. We don't start businesses only to make money. We do it to solve problems. And let's be honest, the last 18 months have presented a plethora of problems that need to be solved.
Is it a realistic time to start a new business?
I think it's more realistic than ever because there are more women funders in play right now too. So if you're a woman looking to start a business, there are opportunities for funding available to you that would not have been available even 5 years ago.
We have a super caller on the line, one of our favorite women entrepreneurs calling in. It's Emma Straub. Emma, of course, is a fantastic author, but also the owner of Books Are Magic in Brooklyn. Hi, Emma.
Hi, so happy to talk to you as always.
I'm just so curious, what made you decide to open a bookstore?
Oh, well, I mean, I so agree with what your guest just said, that I think women open businesses to solve problems. And my problem was that my bookstore, my local bookstore, closed. And it seemed like the easiest answer. Was it actually the easiest answer? No, but was it the most? Yeah.
And it's so interesting because you tweeted about our caller. I was following you on Twitter and I realized, oh my gosh, Emma's tweeting about this same woman who has started a GoFundMe for her bookstore. What advice would you give to a budding bookstore owner?
Oh God, I loved what Lucy said, and I mean, I am so excited to go to You and Me Books at 44 Mulberry Street in Chinatown. I can't wait. I think the advice that I would give her is to trust herself and to be confident and to try things. You know, I think that you know, those of us who go into you know, who start a new business, you know, we're bound to make mistakes, but there's something that is just so pure about trying, you know, about trying your best and really putting yourself out there and trusting that you have the skills to do what you want and to accomplish your dreams. I think it's just fabulous.
Emma Straub is the owner of Books Are Magic. She was a super caller today. Emma, thank you so much for calling in.
Of course, Allison. Have a good day. Bye.
My guest is Eileen Scully. She is an advisor, an author. The name of her company is Rising Tides. So, you know, let's talk about you starting out, Eileen. You have an idea. You think it's a good idea for a product or a service. What now? What are some things you should do to prepare?
Yeah, so I get asked that a lot. And this idea for the Rising Tide started actually in 2005. So it was germinating in me for about 10 years until I finally decided to do something about it. I think the best advice for any kind of a new venture, something that you haven't worked in your career, is talk to every single person that you can find and get away from that scarcity mindset where you think, oh, somebody's going to steal this great idea from me. I always tell people if it's that easy to steal, it's not that great of an idea, right? So go a little bit deeper, but you're not going to get it all right. So plan that runway to be 6 months to 18 months where you're not going to make a dime and you're going to be building and refining and growing.
When you think about a business strategy, somebody thinks, I have to have a business plan. What is the most important thing to include in a business plan? And then what is something people often miss in a business plan or their strategy?
Yeah, so I tell people all the time that if you read my original business plan, it has nothing to do with what I'm actually doing now. So be malleable with it, but have the structure around it. And again, the one thing that you're always going to miscalculate is exactly what that offer is going to be that somebody's going to finally buy and how much runway you're going to need to get there.
My guest is Eileen Scully. She is the founder of Rising Tides. We are talking about the 8th annual Women Entrepreneurship Day. So we are turning over the airwave to some female entrepreneurs. Let's go to line three is Stephanie, who is calling in from Long Island. Hi, Stephanie. Thanks for calling all of it.
Get there. My guest is Eileen.
Hi.
Hi.
There you go. You're on the air.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. Hi, this is Stephanie. I'm so excited about the segment. This is a perfect topic for me. So my mom, she during the pandemic, she became unemployed. She's a seamstress, and she has over 35 years of experience in working with tailoring gowns, high-end gowns, bridal gowns. She's a master at it. So unfortunately, during the pandemic, she lost her job. And it has always been a dream of hers to start her own business. But because her English is limited, she sought my help, and together we decided to start this business. And we started it during June of last year, which was pandemic, like it was the high peak of it. And despite all that, it went well. She has gathered so many amazing Google reviews, and we've gotten wonderful clients that are super happy with the work that my mom does.
All right, shout out the name of the business.
So the name of the business is AMO Gowns, AMO Gowns. We're located in Manhattan, and can I give the phone number just in case anyone's interested in
Yeah, sure.
tailoring their gowns with my
Why not?
Our phone number is 646-808-0123.
Awesome. Congratulations, Stephanie, and congratulations to your mom. Let's talk to Amanda, who's calling in from New Jersey. Hi, Amanda. Thanks for calling all of it.
Hello, Allison. I'm so excited to be talking to you. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. I want to hear about you have your own business, right?
I do. Yes, I am a communications PR visibility consultant for women in business. And for about 12 years, I worked in the New York City PR agency world, actually right across the street from where you were at MTV. And I felt like, you know, to make a long story short, I felt like my soul was kind of dying in that corporate culture, helping the loudest guys in the world be louder than their competition. And I use the word, the term guys in particular. Mm-hmm. And so eventually, mercifully, I got laid off and I decided I wasn't going to go back to another job like that. I needed to find a way to use the skill set, so that I felt like I was making some positive contribution. And so for the last 10 years, I've been coaching and consulting women in business on how to do their own PR so that they don't have to engage with an agency, which can be prohibitively expensive. Mm-hmm. And so that they can feel like their work is out there in the world, that they have a voice, that they're connecting with the people who need them, and that they're not shouting into the abyss anymore. And I feel like my soul is fulfilled, and I'm also having a positive impact.
What's the name of your business?
Well, you can find me at amandaberlin.com.
Amanda, congratulations. Thanks for calling in.
Allison, thanks for holding space for these conversations.
Eileen, when you think about someone thinks, I have a good business idea. How do you differentiate a good business idea from maybe one that's not so great? What kind of questions should someone be asking themselves?
Yeah, and for me in the B2B space, that was a challenge, right? Mm-hmm. So you have to clearly define what it is your offer is. And almost more importantly, you have to define who's going to buy it and from whose budget it's going to come. So unless and until you can come to that answer, you're climbing uphill. It's just not going to work. So when you clearly define in a box that people are already familiar with what it is you're offering, and they say, oh, I have, you know, 10 grand for that, that's an easier way for you to land an opportunity than something that's more ephemeral. And that sounds really good, but that's not actually tangible.
Eileen, it was interesting to hear Amanda say she's very much focused on women's businesses.
Yeah.
So what are some of the obstacles specific to women entrepreneurs?
Are we going to talk about all of it, Eileen? Do we have time for all of it?
That's the name of the show, leaning into it. Let's talk about some of it. Two of it. How about two of it?
So one of them is finding people that will take you seriously. So when I launched this business, I got a lot of nice pats on the head. And I had a lot of people think that it was a nonprofit, and I had to correct them and say, oh, no, I am for profit. This is a for profit capitalistic based business, even though what I'm trying to do is beneficial to people. Right. So it's really hard to get that mindset from people, mostly from the people who already know you and think that this is a hobby or something that you're not doing earnestly.
We are talking about Women's Entrepreneurship Day. My guest is Eileen Scully. The name of her book is In the Company of Men. She runs a consultancy service called Rising Tides. Let's talk to some more entrepreneurs. Marta is calling in from Boston on line 5. Hi, Marta.
Hi, Allison. Great to talk to you.
I'm happy to hear about your business.
I'm super excited. We actually just launched today. We have built the Peloton of Mental Health. So we've combined some of the best techniques for fueling focus and building emotional resilience and reducing stress, and we've turned them into these fun, efficient inner workouts that are available to stream live or on demand, much like Peloton does with their physical fitness workouts.
That is a good slug line, inner workouts. Well done. Well done.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about it.
When did this idea come to you and how?
Well, we started working on it during the pandemic. Surprise, surprise. When most of us figured out that, hey, we all have mental health, but we tend not to notice that it exists until we start struggling with it. And so we really wanted to create something that allowed people to be proactive about their mental, emotional fitness. And, do that in a way that's fun and effective, just like you go to the gym to be more physically fit. But this is fitness from the inside out.
What is the name?
It is called Marvelous, and you can find this online at bemarvelous.com. That's spelled bemarvelus.com.
Marta, good luck.
Thanks so much, Allison.
Let's talk to Eliana from Manhattan. Hi, Eliana. Thanks for calling All of It.
Hi, Allison. Thanks so much for taking my call. I'm calling because I am an architect. I've had my own practice for a couple years now, and one of the things that really motivates me to be my own business owner has to do with the way communication happens in the workplace, but particularly in my line of work in architecture. Construction sites can be rather volatile environments at times, and I really value efficiency and integrity, and have generally found that when efficiency and integrity is motivating communication, it's a really positive result. And so there's definitely been challenges with a lot of the other things that other guests have spoken about being taken seriously. But overall, I feel like the tide is going in the right direction, and, you know, trying to make decisions to work with people who are similarly communicating and working with integrity and efficiency and calm is sort of what motivates my practice.
Eliana, thank you so much for thank you so much for calling in. I want to squeeze in a couple more people. Sharon has been holding. She's calling in from Queens. Sharon, quick shout out to your business.
Hi, I have a business. I make all natural handmade soap. It's called Hello Miss Dixie. Hello Ms. M.S. Dixie, D-I-X-I-E. And I started this business during the pandemic as a way to manage my stress. And I'm hoping to share it with other women, you know, to create this experience when you're taking your showers and your baths. I use essential oils. So it's a very therapeutic process when using my soap.
Congratulations on starting your own business. Eileen, as we start to wrap up, is there something, some place that people or resource that women should turn to? Is there any piece of advice you want to make sure someone considering launching their own business should think about?
Yeah, I mean, there are tons of sources of funding out there. I have a few of them in my book. What I would recommend as just a mindset is, and again, this is something I think we as women particularly struggle with, is just be open, say yes to everything. I had, and it's a great anecdote, I had a young, ambitious woman in Tunisia, of all places, reach out to me and invite me to speak at her conference. And people thought I was crazy, like, you don't know this place, you've never been in the country. That turned into an opportunity to do a TED Talk, because somebody saw me on that speaker slate and invited me to come speak at a TED Talk. So when you say yes to things and you open yourself, other opportunities come to you. And it's true of all of us. The generosity that we can share with other people comes back in a hundredfold.
Eileen Scully, the name of her firm is Rising Tides. The name of her book is In the Company of Men, How Women Can Succeed in a World Built Without Them. Eileen, thank you so much for taking some of our listeners' calls and for all the great advice.
Thank you. Happy International Men's Day, too.